Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
From Sharon Kirkwood. I am asking for healing from God. I have a torn rotator cuff and severe back problems. The pain is debilitating, and I am on pain meds that contain codeine, which I don't want to become addicted to. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer for Sharon, who is suffering from a torn rotator cuff and severe back problems. The pain she endures is overwhelming, and she seeks your healing touch to bring her relief and restoration. Lord, you are the great physician, and we ask for your miraculous healing for Sharon. In your word, you promise, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise." Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. We trust in your power and love, knowing that you can bring healing and comfort to Sharon in her time of need. We also remember the words of Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. We ask that you bind up Sharon's physical wounds and mend her body, alleviating the pain and discomfort she faces daily. Lord, Sharon is taking pain medication that contains codeine, and she is concerned about the potential for addiction. We pray for your guidance and wisdom for her and her medical team, that they may find effective and safe alternatives to manage her pain. Grant Sharon the strength and resilience to endure this difficult time without falling into dependency. Lord God, surround Sharon with your peace and comfort, and let her feel your presence with her each day. May she be encouraged and uplifted, knowing that you are with her, caring for her every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have two prayers from Uganda, from Frank from Kampala, Uganda. Urgent prayers for me and my kids, please. We are starved to death. We haven't eaten anything for days. Please pray for a miracle. Heavenly Father, we come to you with heavy hearts and an urgent prayer. We lift up Frank from Uganda and his children who are suffering from severe hunger. Lord, they are in desperate need of your divine intervention. We ask for a miracle to provide them with the nourishment and resources they need to survive. Please open the hearts and hands of those who can help and swiftly bring aid to Frank and his family. Surround them with your love and protection and grant them strength and hope in this dire situation. May they feel your comforting presence and know that you are with them. Lord, we pray for provision and relief, that food and assistance will come to them soon. Guide those who can offer help to reach them quickly. Fill Frank and his children with your peace and sustain them with your grace during this difficult time. In your mercy, hear our prayer, Lord. We trust in your power to provide and protect. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The other prayer request from Uganda is from Baka Ivan Mercy, whose charity organization is in dire need. Heavenly Father, we lift up Baka Ivan Mercy from Uganda and his charity organization that cares for homeless children and orphans. Lord, they are facing severe challenges with no food to eat and an impending eviction notice. Baka has also lost his job, leaving him with no means to support the orphanage. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention and provision. Please provide the resources they need to sustain the orphanage and care for these vulnerable children. Open doors for financial support, food, donations, and safe housing. Surround Baka and the children with your love and protection. We pray for strength and guidance for Baka as he navigates these difficult circumstances. Grant him wisdom, hope, and resilience. May he feel your presence and know that you are with him even in this trying time. Inspire the hearts of those who can help to step forward and offer assistance. Heavenly Father, we trust in your power to provide and make a way where there seems to be no way. May your blessings flow abundantly to Baka and the children he cares for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Linda, Lily needs God's help concerning some very serious situations. Please keep her lifted in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a sincere prayer for Lily, who is facing very serious situations and desperately needs your divine help. Lord, we ask that you be with her, guiding her through these challenges with your wisdom and strength. Provide her with clarity, courage, and peace as she navigates these difficult times. We pray that you lift Lily up, surrounding her with your love and support. May she feel your comforting presence and find solace in knowing that you are with her every step of the way. Help her to trust in your plan and find the strength to overcome the obstacles before her. Lord, we also ask that you send people into Lily's life who can offer support, encouragement, and practical assistance. May she feel the power of community and the strength of collective prayer. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Carla Williams. Please pray for good news for my friend Anne, who gets test results back from her doctor tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we lift up Carla's friend Anne to you as she awaits her test results from the doctor tomorrow. Lord, we ask for your grace and mercy, praying that the results bring good news and reassurance. Please grant Anne peace of mind and the strength to face whatever may come. We pray that you guide the doctors and medical staff with wisdom and clarity, ensuring that Anne receives the best possible care. Surround Anne with your love and support, and fill her heart with hope and comfort during this anxious time. We trust in your goodness and your perfect plan, Lord. May Anne feel your presence and find solace in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Dave, I'm in constant pain. Medications haven't helped. I'm depressed. People have prayed. God hasn't answered. He doesn't speak to me. Please call on God for me. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heartfelt prayer for Dave, who is enduring constant pain and suffering. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention in his life. Please bring relief to his pain and comfort to his soul. We know that you are a God of mercy and healing, and we trust in your power to restore him. Dave is feeling overwhelmed by depression and the silence he perceives from you. Lord, we ask that you make your presence known to him in a profound and comforting way. Surround him with your love and peace, and let him feel your comforting embrace. Speak to his heart, Lord, and provide him with the strength to endure this difficult time. We also pray for those around Dave, that they may offer support, understanding, and love. Guide the medical professionals who are treating him, and grant them wisdom and insight to find effective treatments. Lord, we lift Dave up to you, knowing that you hear our prayers and that you are with him, even in the silence. May your will be done in his life, and may he find hope and healing in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Hallie, please pray for our cat who was sick with a respiratory infection. Please pray he pulls through until his medication comes in. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a special request for Hallie's beloved cat, who is suffering from a respiratory infection. Lord, we ask for your healing touch to be upon him. Please grant him strength and resilience to pull through this difficult time until his medicine arrives. We pray that his condition stabilizes and that he finds comfort and relief. Please guide Hallie in caring for her cat and give her peace and hope during this time of worry. Thank you for the love and joy that pets bring into our lives. We trust in your mercy and care for all your creatures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Dino, my cousin Leticia is in the hospital and is very ill. Please pray for her healing immediately and prayers for her family during this time. This is very serious. Please pray for her healing immediately. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up Dino's cousin Leticia, who is gravely ill in the hospital. We ask for your divine intervention and healing touch upon her. Grant her strength, comfort, and the resilience to overcome this illness. Surround her with your love and peace, and guide the hands of the medical professionals caring for her. Lord, we also pray for her family during this difficult time. Give them courage, hope, and the assurance of your presence. May they find solace in your love and strength in your faith. Fill their hearts with peace that surpasses all understanding. We place Leticia's healing in your mighty hands, trusting in your infinite wisdom and mercy. May your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Kimberly, please pray for my elderly neighbors. The ambulance at their house was there for a while and just left in a hurry with lights flashing. Heavenly Father, we lift up Kimberly's elderly neighbors to you in prayer. Lord, please be with them in this moment of urgency and uncertainty. Grant them your healing touch and the comfort of your presence. We ask that you guide the medical team with wisdom and skill as they care for them. Surround Kimberly's neighbors with your peace and strength. May they feel your love and support during this challenging time. We also pray for Kimberly and the community around them. Give them peace and the assurance that you are in control. Help them to offer support and comfort to their neighbors in any way they can. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.